This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
As far as, I believe there's like 13 black billionaires in America. You're one of them. It's almost an impossible feat to accomplish.
Wait, hold on, wait. There's no claps for that? That should be standing to your feet. It's a black billionaire. You kidding me?
Everybody
should be up. That's crazy. You know where he's from? New York.
Yo, we can never normalize being a billionaire.
Not an everyday thing, man.
By the way, we know almost all of them.
Yeah.
Also true.
That's a fact. We'll have another one tomorrow.
That's a fact.
Finesse's only.
Two claps.
Yeah.
I wanna be careful with that, y'all. When they talk about us having money and y'all look at us. It's truly an illusion of inclusion.
Well, talk
like,
about
I can't,
that.
I can't play a part of the illusion of inclusion. So you're looking here at me like I'm totally included. No, I'm fighting for the same thing I was fighting for when I got into the game, but it's at another level. And so it's very important to understand this is the truth. Out of all the billionaires in the world got almost 9 billion people in it. There's only 16 black billionaires. So that's the illusion. So every time, you know, yeah, it feels good for one of us to get in, two to get in, but we got to stop taking the crumbs. It's time for way more of us out of 9 billion. I want 2 billion to be billionaires. I don't want nothing less for myself or my people.
That's why I was going to ask you, as far as being such in rare space, who do you talk to? Like, I know obviously it's you and Jay, a few other people, but very few people can relate to the challenges, to the struggles, to the financial difficulties, different things of that nature that happen at that level. Somebody said something that was very interesting to us one time. We was talking about a person that's extremely successful and his former friend, and they like, well, you never think about the winner's perspective. Everybody always sympathizes with the loser, but what about the winner? What about things that he has to go through, the trauma that he has? So what is that for you, knowing that you're one of 12 people in America? Like, who do you talk to? How's that social circle? How is it being in that environment? What are some of the challenges? Like, how does that actually look for you?
I mean, it's definitely lonely. It's not a lot of people to talk to. I mean, I talked to Jay or some other friends, but it's, I mean, when I look at it, I just know the truth that it's not enough wealth being spread around, you know? And so I'm at this point, and that's what energizes me. I don't really look at it, you know, as far as like, okay, I'm a billionaire. I'm more like my people are not doing good. Yes, I'm blessed to be a billionaire, but at the same time, you know, if my people aren't doing good, then I can't be settled.
Because we talked to Nas, and he was saying, like, you know, he's been doing a lot of venture capital investing, and he's been killing it. And I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, the higher up he moves, the more discouraged he gets.
Yeah.
Because he's into different circles now, and he's aware of information. And he's realizing how much money is out there and how little money we have, where he didn't really fully understand that before. So it's an interesting paradigm, right? The higher up you move, the more discouraged you get, because you're seeing it from a different perspective. Like, you're seeing it from the mountain as opposed to seeing it from the street.
Yeah, yeah. So just sitting here, this is 30 years of experience of seeing things at a level that, you know, most people haven't seen it at. And so it's important that I tell people the truth. That's why I say, like, the time is now. No one is coming to save us, because I'm at that mountain and I'm seeing the oppression that's still at that level. And because they put us in the media like we're doing so good, y'all don't feel that level of the stoppage of creating wealth. So when it gets up to that point, and we talk about generational wealth, we're fighting just to get like normal wealth, but we're so caught up in like, okay, a billionaire or this or that, that we're not understanding that once you get to that level, there's even more obstacles that are ahead of you. To kind of say my experience in that is, I want to tell y'all about this story about me running the marathon. So I decided to run the marathon, and I decided like 6 weeks before the marathon. Yeah, I was crazy. Usually got to train 8 months. I only ran like 10 days before, you know, I was partying the days before. And on the 10th mile, I hit a wall, and I felt like I was literally going to die, and I wanted to stop. I hit that level. I hit that ceiling in business, but I had to keep going. So I'm in pain. I'm struggling, but I had to keep going. And that's kind of a metaphor, you know, for my life and for everybody who is in here that's on the road of being an entrepreneur. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You're going to hit these obstacles, and there's different levels, there's different miles, there's different levels of intensity. And so I was able to make it and finish the marathon. And I was able to kind of take that with me and apply it to business. And so, you know, at this point, you know, in the position that I'm in, I had to really look at, like, what does, you know, the next half of my life look like? And I had to really, really, really look at what I wanted to do and make sure that I finished this marathon the right way. Because me just completing the race, that ain't what I want to do. I want to win the race. I want to win the race. I want us to win the race.
Yeah, it's interesting. So it's 30 years of business for you.
Yeah.
It's 50 years of hip hop. When we met, you looked at us and you said, I love y'all brothers, because what y'all been able to do, we've never been able to do in hip hop. And that's make it cool to be educated. So what I wonder, when you look at the landscape from your perspective, right, because you are at a different level, do you feel encouraged about this movement of financial power, financial literacy, financial education that you're seeing?
I mean, I love what you guys are doing. I love what you guys are doing. The beauty about everybody here is they took that step. Everybody here, y'all took that step. Y'all took accountability to come here and learn. Give yourselves a round of applause. Nobody's hiding the knowledge. There's not like no secret conspiracy that they're hiding the knowledge. You have to make a decision that you want to be financially literate. You have to make that decision. And so, you know, seeing you guys be successful, being able to support y'all, and seeing so many people come out and changing the narrative to the importance of being financially literate is something that I gotta honestly say you guys are responsible for. You guys are responsible for that shift. So I applaud you on that.
Thank you. I wanna.
Can I circle back to something though? Because I wanna make sure I give you the true answer. So he's talking about levels, and I kind of just got it right now, even though the levels and the marathon, it goes together. But there's a level that you get to, and you're successful, and you get to the point of being successful. And as a black person, there's this thing that kicks in. There's this jealousy that kicks in. There's this fear that kicks in. Then they start to burn things down. Then they start to take the money out the Freedom Bank. Then they go back on the 40 acres and a mule. Then we don't deserve our worth. So even whole Jay, none of us are immune to it. He had to sue Bacardi to get his worth. Like they make us at the next level. You think that you've overcome everything. Oh, I finally made it. And then there's a whole nother army up there that is there to try to push you down the hill. And that's why from being at the mountaintop, I could come back down and tell y'all the only way out of this is if we can unify and combine our forces. Because what's waiting for you up there,
yo, that's pretty insightful. That's actually ill. That's like a metaphor of like you seeing the opposition on the other side and you like reporting back, like I'm letting you know what's happening. Like you can't see it, but I'm actually seeing it. So to the ground troops, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like this is actually crazy. That's pretty dope that you said that.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.